From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Columbia City Council members are considering a major revision to the Columbia Mall's planning and development plan. The proposed amendment would restructure parking spaces along the previous Sears department store to accommodate Dillard's expansion into that location. Project engineer Ryan Gates says the amendment does not include any formal construction.
For the Sears lot, they are going to basically replat the existing mall lot, and they're going to split it into two properties. One's going to be for sale, and the other one the mall will go ahead and retain.
Along with the replotting, changes would also include a cut to the mall's minimum number of required parking by around 1,100 spaces. A report from the city claims that while parking shortages may occur during peak parking times, other strategies, like better bus and bicycle access, could be more efficient at handling peak traffic than traditional parking. The proposed amendment will be up for a second reading and vote at the next regular city council meeting. The state is suing a Southwest Missouri dog breeder over what officials call continued substandard conditions at the business. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt said yesterday he filed a lawsuit that accuses Puppy Love Kennel and its owner, Corey Mincy, of violating the state law governing kennels. Missouri educators were looking forward to measuring students' progress. Test changes had prevented that in recent years, but as Ellie Moxley reports, the results weren't what they were hoping for.
More than half the students in the state scored below grade level on state reading and math exams for the second straight year. The pass rates were virtually unchanged. About 49% of students scored in the proficient or advanced range on the reading test and 42% on the math test. Missouri students have taken a lot of different tests in recent years, and Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven says she knows the changes have been frustrating for teachers and students.
We, like them, look forward to a stabilized assessment system. We do caution that one data point does not make a trend.
Scores from Missouri's new science test will be released next month. I'm Ellie Moxley.
A former Missouri State Highway Patrol captain who led the policing effort during Ferguson protests is joining the St. Louis Prosecutor's Office. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner introduced Ron Johnson yesterday as law enforcement liaison, a contracted position that will pay $50,000 for 1 year. Gardner says Johnson will work toward better communication and collaboration with city police, the FBI, and other agencies. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.